This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And today, for activists around the world, we kind of wanted to talk about some of our allies in other countries around the world. Recently, we talked about the rebels of anti-abortion laws all around, and we mentioned the activists in Mexico who've already been assisting pregnant people who are seeking abortion access and care in Texas and, of course, all over the United States now. And as a ban has spread throughout the country, one organization has been working for reproductive rights and rights of women in Mexico, which is Las Libres. And so today we wanted to celebrate their work and the work of one of their founders, Veronica Cruz. And of course, because we are talking about abortion, women's rights, there is a little bit of a content warning here. So if that's something that you're trying to not linger on today, understandable, come back to it. But this is something that we think is important, especially as we know they are one of our allies, as I've mentioned before, as we are going through this big change as Roe v. Wade has been overturned and bans are happening all across this nation, left and right. Ohio is going through some things right now, and we'll come back and focus on that on another episode, I'm sure. But we thought it was important that we recognize their work and what they've done. And just in case you're wondering, Las Libres is translated as free women or free people, and was founded in 2001 as a nonprofit seeking to work for the rights of women throughout Mexico, specifically in Guanajuato. Which they focus their time there. They've had spread since then, obviously, doing their amazing work. And their work has made headlines all around the world as they push to advocate for the rights of women in their country, including those, again, known as the Guanajuato Women, or it says Guanajuato 7. But just to clarify, apparently there were 9 women who were released, but that we were just going to talk about the case in itself.
Yes. In 2008, Las Libres and Cruz interviewed women who were incarcerated to find out why they were currently imprisoned. And Cruz discovered many of the women were imprisoned for, quote, aggravated homicide of a family member for the death of their unborn child. After researching and digging deeper, the different women had claimed either it was a miscarriage or abortion, which was legal, as several had stated they were victims of rape. So at the time, abortion was legal under the statutes if rape was involved. And even if it wasn't legal, the actual jail time would have only been 3 years rather than the 30 many had been sentenced to. And in 2010, seven of the women were finally released, though not exonerated. After they were able to get their cases reviewed, the sentencing was changed, and they had already served their sentences. And though it was a small victory, Cruz knew that with appeals like these, it did not change how unjustly the government punished women and continued to deny their human rights.
Right. And just to clarify, the number had changed from 7 to 9. I believe several other women from different areas had also been released after they looked deeper into the evidence showing that, yes, it was probably an abortion or a miscarriage. Again, several of the women had been had stated they were raped, which was not uncommon, especially, or that it was under an arranged marriage. So, of course, forced into that situation. And though she was finally recognized for her work in advocacy and activism in 2006, as the first Mexican recipient of the Defender of Human Rights by the Human Rights Watch, Cruz has been doing this work since she was in elementary school, working to make sure children in need had toys and food and candy, and then going on to traveling around areas where women were not offered educational access, whether it was due to economic or social reasons, to teach women to read and write. And she continued that in her education and her career as a licensed clinical and forensic social worker. So yay, social workers! And she went beyond that, becoming a leader with her community. She organized workers to advocate for their own rights. And when it came into their field, knowing what they had and was able to access and to come together. And she talked about understanding the power of collectivism, saying in an interview, quote, "I have found in the world of social activism the ideal space to struggle collectively against the things that hurt us and at the same time for those things that make us stronger."
And she went on in the same interview about how she discovered feminism and the role of feminism in her life, saying, "This transformed me into the woman who would struggle forever against the system that oppresses women by seeing them as having less human, social, political, and economic worth. Since then, I have understood what it is to be a strong woman who struggles, who raises her voice, who expresses what she believes and feels, who dialogues, who listens, who strives to uphold truth and reason. I have understood that obstinacy, tolerance, tenacity, and my ability to stay consistent would be my best weapons to assault, break, tear down, and attack the patriarchal system that governs our society and all the spaces that exist in our daily life and in all environments, whether personal, family, community, or social, but also do so with gusto, from a position of equality and as a citizen, and from profound human conviction. This places the others at a disadvantage."
And yeah, this whole interview was amazing. And the interview was done by DangerousWomenProject.org. And in the article is "Why Am I Considered to Be a Dangerous Woman? Veronica's Story." So if you want to read that, you should. It is so empowering to hear her talk about her being a dangerous woman and why men and governments who oppress people should be afraid and what they are doing and why they're doing it. So if y'all have time, go check that out. And yeah, she used all of these in her work to fight for rights of women in Mexico. And seeing the dangers women suffered due to the lack of abortion access in Mexico, she worked to help women on a practical level. Cruz developed training programs where volunteers could assist and accompany, even counsel women through abortion procedures. And more recently has been assisting in getting safer abortion access through at-home medically induced procedures by mail or from a local pharmacy. But it isn't just her work in abortion access and freedom, but her work in teaching and advocating for young girls around areas of Mexico that makes her so fierce. A part of her program includes her and her workers to teach safe and correct sex education to young girls and teens. The group worked with other anti-women violence groups to help elevate educational opportunities for young girls in the community. And though Los Libres started small, they have since collaborated with the Global Fund for Women to create an umbrella organization to decriminalize about the stigma or concerning women's rights, and working with states and governments in trying to create safe havens as well as opportunities to talk about why it is important to decriminalize these things.
Right. And as the current director of Las Libres, she has continued to seek to gain access for women in her country. In 2021, thanks to many women like Cruz and organizations like Las Libres, the Mexican Supreme Court ruled that penalizing abortion was unconstitutional, which opened the doors for more access. But as Cruz has said, quote, "The fact that abortion is a crime rather than a human right reflects how this system does not want women to be free." And though she has said this about Mexico, we could say the same about the U.S. today.
Right.
And she and Las Libres have been showing their support for the U.S. as bans have been happening in this country. They have been assisting those in Texas since the beginning of these stringent laws, whether it is in providing assistance physically or in solidarity, they have been there.
And then when it came to what was happening with Roe v. Wade, of course, Cruz stated in an encouragement statement to the U.S. saying, quote, U.S. women, please remember that things here in Guanajuato used to be much worse than that, than what women are experiencing now in Texas. So don't give up hope. Remember that we have a resource, the solidarity of women, that goes beyond money. And we women, contrary to what some men in power believe, count as people too. Remind male policymakers at every opportunity that no one can claim to support human rights without supporting the rights of women. And yeah, her works go beyond all of that, just researching how she has been such a fierce leader, as well as a loud voice in women's rights in Mexico. It is inspirational to see. And yeah, Las Libres has been doing so much to assist Texas, especially with some of the probably most harsh bans we've seen in the United States, and they continue to do so. They've kind of helped do a whole underground network for Texas, as it's been, and it's unfortunate that we're here, but it is great to see and always encouraging to see when we have allies like Las Libres and Cruz as well.
Yes, 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 and always so important to remember that there have been people doing this work for so long and continue to do this work, so it's always a delight and an honor to shout them out. So, yes, and also, as always, listeners, if you have a suggestion for this segment, please let us know. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StephWhenEverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Steph I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.